Today from the Ohio Newsroom, food delivery for rural seniors.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The Commodities Supplemental Food Program is a federal initiative that provides low-income seniors with a monthly box of pantry staples like cereal and canned veggies. Around 30,000 seniors in Ohio are eligible for the aid, but some can't get their boxes because they don't have transportation. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports a proposed bipartisan bill in Congress could help.
On the second Friday of every month, a steady stream of DoorDash drivers line up outside the Shared Harvest Food Bank in Butler County, just north of Cincinnati. Instead of delivering restaurant meals, today, these drivers are handing out senior food boxes.
So you have 10 deliveries today?
Coordinator Lily Austin gives them the lowdown while volunteers squeeze boxes into back seats.
Each individual person, they will receive one of these big brown 40-pound boxes, and then each individual person will get one of these blocks of cheese.
Okay.
Shared Harvest Food Bank started distributing food this way during COVID, and the practice has stuck around. They still deliver nearly 500 boxes of food to homebound seniors each month. Robert Zofeld is the food bank's director of programs. As Ohio's population ages, he says the need for doorstep delivery is high.
In Butler County specifically, we get people who don't have transportation, they have medical issues.
But their current program has a limited reach.
Where the DoorDashers specifically pick up, they can deliver 10 miles as a crow flies.
Given this is the only pickup location in the 5-county service area, that leaves around 2,000 square miles without a delivery option. A proposed piece of legislation could help. The Delivering for Rural Seniors Act, co-sponsored by Ohio Republican Senator John Husted, would create a 3-year pilot program to fund food delivery to underserved populations, like seniors with disabilities or those without reliable access to transportation. Food banks across the state support the idea. Like Shared Harvest in Butler County, the Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio has also been experimenting with ways to deliver senior food boxes to the elderly. Instead of using DoorDash, it relies on a fleet of 80 volunteers to distribute the boxes. Erin Moore Ondich heads the program. She sees the impact of direct delivery firsthand.
A lot of my seniors tell me, you know, like, maybe they do have a vehicle, right? But they have to choose between, am I going to fill up my car with gas or to get my medicine and go to the doctor or to wait in a food line for a long time?
Others care for their grandchildren, so they have to be at home during the day. Rosalie Martin, a former social worker, says she deals with painful arthritis.
Some days you just don't move too well. So having them deliver it is fantastic because I don't have any family here. They're all in the west side of Cleveland, so I'm pretty much on my own out here.
With additional funding, Morondich says Second Harvest Food Bank could help more people like Martin. And there's a lot of people interested in the help. As inflation and the cost of living continue to rise, seniors living on fixed incomes can only stretch their budgets so far.
There is definitely a huge need. I do have a wait list, and I have calls coming in every day. I'm doing applications almost every day.
For now, the Delivering for Rural Seniors Act has been referred to the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. In Butler County, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.